Well, today's episode is on GenGST Software's Invoice Management System Dashboard. SAG Infotech has shared information via this podcast for people. On the GST portal, an updated feature called IMS, Invoice Management System, has been introduced. As it isn't feasible to approve every invoice or take action after reconciliation with the records on the portal, SAG Infotech has implemented the new IMS dashboard feature in GenGST software for registered taxpayers to ease compliance. The receiver through this feature can accept, reject, or keep the purchase invoice pending. Thereafter, they are allowed to generate the information via GSTR2B and claim the true ITC in GSTR3B. This feature enables users to use it with ease and save time. So let's start. Why GenGST Software always take care of its clients by implementing new features? The clients of the GenGST online software would feel secure because of its updated feature that improves the user experience and facilitates tax compliance. The software would get updated regularly from the GST portal, which ensures that the businesses would remain aligned with the emerging norms. What is the use of the Invoice Management Systems IMS under GenGST Software? After the introduction of Invoice Management System, IMS, features by the GST portal, GenGST Software adopted these systems to improve GST compliance for businesses. The IMS dashboard under the software consolidates GST-related data, furnishing a real-time overview of your invoices, payments, and tax liabilities. Step-by-step guide to use IMS dashboard features in GenGST Software. Step 1. To use this, kindly select client first, then go to return, greater than regular, greater than GSTR2A/2B, greater than IMS dashboard. Step 2. After clicking on IMS dashboard, it will ask you to download the latest IMS data from the portal. Step 3. After clicking on the Yes button, it will show on the All Data Download portal page. There you can select IMS module and select the required period for download. Step 4. After updating the latest data from the portal into the software, one can check all entries of IMS and can select accept/reject/pending as shown in given below image and click on the Save button to update the entry into the software as well as on GST portal. Step 5. After selecting the required action and clicking on the Save button, following message will be displayed: record update successfully as shown in given below image. Step 6. After selecting the action, software will ask promptly to upload the selected record on the GST portal as shown in given below image. Step 7. After accepting entries, one can check all accepted entries in the Accept tab. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://saginfotech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.